Now back to BC Food and Wine Radio. Here's Anthony Gismondi and Casey Wilson.
Hello, British Columbia. This is the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. I'm Anthony Gismondi.
I'm Casey Wilson.
And we're on location today at Township 7 Vineyards and Winery in Langley for our latest grape escape. Our guests are Cindy Ferry and Paul Jordan from Bordertown Vineyards and Estate Winery in Osoyoos, who came down from the Okanagan. Now, there's a switch coming down to Langley to talk about your wine. So we think that's fantastic.
I actually live in Langley. I can get here in 9 minutes.
So you're right in the neighborhood. Fantastic. Bordertown is a very young winery in British Columbia. Some people may not even know where it is, but the name is kind of a giveaway. You're in Osoyoos and not far from the border.
That's correct. So the winery is right on the junction of 97 and 3.
Yep.
You can't miss it because it's right next to the Big Husky, and there's also a Shell next door. And there's lots of people coming, mostly from the South Okanagan area, but we're doing everything we can to drive traffic from the States and from outside of province.
Yeah, and well, the Gill family owns it. They've been around for a long time in the Okanagan, growing fruit and selling it, growing grapes, I guess, at one point too. But they've crossed over to the dark side.
Because it's easier to grow grapes than grow fruit is what we've been told.
I think it's more exciting.
Definitely more exciting.
Like they were winning awards, other wineries were winning awards with their grapes, and they decided to start producing their own. In the first year, they hit it out of the ballpark and won the LG Award.
Yeah.
So, and from there, it's just continued upwards. They're doing 14 varietals.
And well, the family's bought in too. Daniel Bontorn, who's quite a famous consulting winemaker now in BC, and a guy who makes great rosé, by the way, he's helping at the winery, but the family itself is bought into doing all the work.
That's correct. So if you show up at the winery, I'm always looking for Mohan, and they're like, oh, he's out in that field on, he's literally trimming the vines, or he loves the forklift.
Yeah.
You
racking the wine, whatever has to be done, I guess.
They're extremely hands-on, so there's a large group of family members, and as well, they have some Mexicans that come up and help them.
In the vineyard.
Yes.
And Paul Jordan is with us. He's the BC sales manager. How difficult is it to sell BC wine? I mean, it's very competitive.
Nothing for Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to try and differentiate yourself along the way. And, Bordertown, I think, has done that in the sense of how many different wines that they have. So everybody has your Pinot Gris and your Merlot and so on. But I think that's why we chose the wines that we did today, is something a little bit different and off the beaten path. It's something that...
Well, I mentioned to try this Grüner Veltliner. Maybe we could pour that out and give it a try. Now, Grüner Veltliner is famous in Austria, but not many other places in the world. But for some reason in BC, it's doing really well.
Yeah, it seems to have found its way here, and there's only about four or five producers that do it.
Yeah,
but I think that probably will grow as they've discovered, what it can do.
And what do you tell people when you're trying to sell Grüner Veltliner to British Columbians? What can it do?
Well, I first have to tell most people what Grüner Veltliner is. Mm-hmm. And again, as you said, it's an Austrian grape. The versions out of Austria are very crisp and dry, lemon zesty.
Yep.
The version out of the Osoyoos, because it's a hotter growing region, it still retains those qualities, but it has somewhat more overt fruit to it because of the hotter growing region that it really brings out.
Yeah, it's a little rounder and it's a little fuller in the mid palate than one of these chiseled Veltliners, but it has all those really nice characteristics, which I'm just tasting it now, thinking about just about any seafood you could imagine in BC fresh with this underscrew cap. And well, these wines they're practically a giveaway, I would imagine. The price is not that much.
No, Mohan's tried. The philosophy has been to price the wines quite aggressively. I think that's one of those things, and try to get attention from people. It takes a while to establish a winery, so we've priced the wines very affordably for what they are.
So you take part in those conversations, Paul?
Certainly.
That's tough. So do you push for them a little higher or a little lower priced, or?
Well, I think it's a balance. I think you definitely want to price them somewhat aggressively to get people to try them. But by the same token, you don't want to be, you know, giving them away and giving any sort of sense that they're not worth what they are.
Exactly. Well, I think just calling it groovy is groovy Gruner.
It's yeah. kind of a cult wine. Like people it are is, like, it wow, is. This is like a rock star wine, and yeah. I want to get my hands on something different.
It drives me crazy, but that's exactly what happens. And I just wonder, why can't they have the same enthusiasm for all the other wines? Because they are different, and they're made by different people. But, of course, people want new stuff all the time. So Gruner Veltliner is one of them, folks, in the border town here. We're tasting the 2016. Is this the end of the 16 or the start, or it seems...
I'd say we're probably about halfway through.
Okay. And the price is roughly somewhere in the market it would be...
You know, around $20 in
that
neighborhood.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Our guests are Cindy Ferry and Paul Jordan. They're from Bordertown Vineyards. We're talking about a relatively new winery in Osoyoos. How do you market a new winery? What are you thinking about? How are you going to get people to go there? What's the attraction?
Well, I think... it's all about the experience. Mm-hmm. So we have pushed really hard to train the staff. Paul's done a number of tastings including having the winemaker there and educating the staff so that they're not just standing there pouring. Like, you know, was just in South Okanagan and did a variety of different tastings last week just to see what competitors were doing. Mm-hmm. And some places it's like the bus comes in and it's just a factory and you don't even yep. know what you're getting. But Paul has done a really good job at educating them and making sure that they can tell the story. Yeah. You can take people right out with Mohan and say, this is exactly where the Gruner is planted.
Yeah, that's
take
great.
Take them into the winery, drink right out of the kegs. That's a real differentiator for us.
Mm-hmm. You know, selling wine in BC, selling BC wine, well, you've been selling wine forever, Paul. You couldn't give it away 20 years ago, and now it's the front of the line. So it must be a neat experience for you to go into a place and thinking about all those foreign wines you sold, and now they're saying, what have you got from BC?
Well, and it's funny because when I first started with Bordertown, I would tell people, you know, I'm selling Bordertown. They go, who?
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
And
where?
2 years later, I bring up Bordertown, and most people are looking back and we go, oh, I know those guys.
Yeah.
So sold out is a good problem for a winery. Right?
Yeah, sure is.
No kidding.
I like the name Bordertown. And I like the tasting room. It's a new tasting room, and there's a view.
It's a gorgeous spot.
It is a gorgeous spot.
It's so hot there. We're putting patio furniture out there. We have to get umbrellas because it's one of the hottest spots in the area.
Yeah, maybe a quick trip to Europe and have a look at some grape arbors. And, you know, they have been growing stuff for years there to cover over. That would be a nice way to protect yourself from the heat. I want to talk about this red, Living Desert Red, which is kind of a cool name. Who's coming up with these names?
The winery is based in Canada's Living Desert. Like, it's the hottest area in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the names that we came up with, like Desert Sage or Living Desert or whatever, are tied into the desert theme.
And, you know, when you smell this wine, like, it's funny, but this wine smells to me like a desert, you know, in the sort of mid-afternoon. It has that savory sort of lifted... Yeah. Flavor that comes out of the wine, so it's a perfect
name. Remember 2015? How
super hot.
That was a super super hot year,
yeah.
And this year definitely hasn't been as hot as 2015. But the reds, I think, were spectacular in 2015.
And as you were saying, you know, there's not only the red and black fruits and the kind of the big flavors you would expect in the South Okanagan, but you are getting some of the, you know, that sage and the sandalwood and the things that are part and parcel of the vineyards down there.
Yeah.
They come through in the wine.
And they also make a big difference because then you're getting away from this oak and from, you know, from some of the things that are naturally happening in red wines. But this is more about the place, and I think it's important. This has got Daniel's fingerprint all over it for me because it's so well balanced, and it has just there's everything in there that you want, but only in small amounts. So I think that's another terrific buy. This is, by the way, the first one is screw cap finished. This is cork finished. And this is the 15, correct?
The 2015 vintage for the reds for Bordertown was exceptional. There
yeah.
were three of the reds that took National Wine Line gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
And the Merlot and the Cab Sauv have both moved on to 16. This is why we did this one. It's the 15's still around. Yeah. While you can get it.
So delicious. Yeah. Both of them. Great choices to bring. Okay, we're almost out of time. Bordertown, are you open for visiting 7 days a week? How does that work?
Yes, we are. You can basically start drinking wine at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're happy to keep you there till 7.
Yeah, telling stories. And
yeah, we have one thing we wanted to mention before. Paul brought the hard-pressed cider.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And this is our new creation. Paul and I worked together on the branding, and we wanted you to be one of the first to taste it.
Okay.
It's no longer Bordertown Vineyards and Estate Winery. It's Bordertown Cidery and Winery.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
And this is because they have an apple orchard?
Well, he began with fruits, and he's been dealing with apples for years, so it was sort of a natural extension.
Is that a picture of you, Paul, on the can there, hard-pressing
no,
the cider?
Hardly.
That's Jethro.
Okay, we're going to crack that in the break and give it a go. Thanks so much for joining us today on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. I know it goes fast, but it was great to catch up with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Single Tree Winery will join us next on location at Township 7 in Langley. I'm Anthony Gismondi.
I'm Casey Wilson.
We'll be right back.
There's more to come. This is the BC Food and Wine Radio Network, presented in part by Wines of British Columbia at Savon Foods.
The BC wine industry is all about people. People crafting products with passion. Savon Foods is proud to support our local wine industry by carrying the world's largest selection of BC VQA wines from producers all across our province. That's over 1,200 labels from more than 160 vineyards, plus there are new ones added all the time. Wines of British Columbia at select Savon Foods locations. For special offers in-store and online, visit savonfoods.com/wine.
Come and get married in the land of Ing at Watermark Beach Resort in Osuyas. Beachfront on Osuyas Lake, Canada's warmest lake. One stop for all your wedding dreams. Gorgeous lakefront suites at Watermark Beach Resort for you, your family, and your friends. Farm to table South Okanagan cuisine. Dining and wining, laughing and celebrating deep in wine country. Connect today. Weddings at watermarkbeachresort.com.
Have the extraordinary organic wines of Summerhill Pyramid Winery in the pristine Okanagan Valley delivered to your door. When you become an organic ambassador, a portion of every purchase you make at Summerhill goes back into your account, which you can use towards future purchases anytime. Share the love with your friends to earn even more credits. Find out more about Summerhill Pyramid Winery's Organic Ambassador Program and order online by visiting summerhill.bc.ca.
Change is in the air at Mount Boucherie Estate Winery, and they couldn't be happier. Their new Wine Experience Center is currently on schedule for completion later this year, featuring completely rejuvenated vineyards for even better vintages. In the meantime, during the ongoing changes, Mount Boucherie's wine shop will still be open daily from 11 till 5 for tastings. And if you can't come to the mountain, let the mountain come to you. Visit them online at mtboucherie.com. Mount Boucherie Estate Winery. Our roots run deep.
Celebrate 10 years of winemaking in beautiful Lillooet. Fort Barron's is Lillooet's first winery, offering delicious award-winning wines ranging from Riesling to Rosé to Cabernet Franc. Ask for Fort Barron's wines at your favorite restaurant or wine store. Browse the entire collection at fortbarrons.ca or plan a getaway to the winery and restaurant. Fort Barron's Estate Winery, off Highway 99 North in Lillooet and at fortbarrons.ca.
Hi, this is Duncan from Hillside Winery and Bistro. I invite you to experience the finest that Naramata Bench has to offer. Terroir to table cuisine, handcrafted wines made exclusively from Naramata grown grapes. Delight your senses as you sit back, slow down, and savor our locally inspired food and wine. Enjoy a fresh take on dining with the Bistro's new shared plate menu. Come discover and taste the difference at Hillside Winery and Bistro, located in the heart of the Naramata Bench, just minutes from Penticton.